弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，再一次有机会聚集在他的面前。
Thank the Lord that we're able to gather before Him once again.
不过通常，在上周有一个比较特别的聚会之后。
Usually after last weekend's special meeting.
那之后的讯息的交通。对于要交通的弟兄压力就比较大一点。
Usually it's we have more pressure for the brother who share after the special meeting.
因为我们知道上个周末主真的是大大的把他的话跟工作充满在我们当中。
For we know that last weekend Lord truly abundantly fills his words and his work among us.
那我们也知道在周间的当中有很多弟兄姐妹对上个周末主说在我们当中的话有很多的回应。
And we also know during the week that a lot of brothers and sisters have a great response toward the words that Lord spoke before us last weekend.
所以当我在思想要交通的题目的方向的时候，我也在问主说是不是也是能够跟得上这样一个回应的一个方向呢。
So as I was meditating for the theme that I should share with brothers and sisters, I also asked the Lord that should my direction of sharing be with the same as the response that brothers and sisters have.
但是也感谢主，真的圣灵在里面有一些带领。
And also thank the Lord that Holy Spirit is guiding.
因为他的话是丰富的
，For his words are abundant，
而且他的工作在我们当中也是不停止的
，And so is his work among us nonstop。
所以神让我在思想是不是有什么关联的时候，神把一个意念摆在我里面。
So as I was meditating, if there is any relationship, Lord has put a thought in me。
所以很多有一些弟兄姐妹问我说，我是不是要交通一些耶路撒冷的东西
？A lot of brothers and sisters ask me, "Am I going to share something related to Jerusalem?"
因为在去年我有机会到那里去。
Because last year I had chance to go there.
但是我今天不是要交通这个。
But today I'm not sharing about it.
但是还是跟主的心意有点关系。
But still relate to the will of God.
因为主在旧约的时候，耶路撒冷城是好像成为他心意中的一个预表。
Because in the Old Testament time, the city of Jerusalem is a type in his mind.
而我们的弟兄伯弟兄，他上个主日也在这上面交通了许多。
And also our brother Bo also shared about it a lot last weekend.
但愿我们每一次在主里面的交通都能够。带到主的心意里面去。
Pray that each time our sharing before the Lord, let us enter into His will.
我们还是有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
感谢你再一次给我们机会聚集在你面前。
Thank you for once again give us the opportunity to gather before you.
每一次聚集我们知道都是你要向我们施恩的机会。
We know that each time as we gather, it is the opportunity you are being gracious to us.
主啊，也但愿我们在你面前等候的人，我们能够被预备好。
Lord, also pray that those who are waiting for you is being prepared.
让你的话在我们里面没有任何的拦阻。
So there's no hindrance of your words.
也让你的话能够成为工作在我们里面的一个力量。
And also your words become the power that works among us.
主啊，我们在这里等候。
Lord, we wait upon you.
求你向我们说话。
Speak to us.
说在我们当中。
Speak among us.
主啊，当我们众人听见你话的时候，主啊，我们得着坚固，得着建造。
As each one of us hear your words, we are being established and being built up.
主啊，我们俯伏在你面前。
We prostrate before you.
我们将感谢等候是奉耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and waiting upon you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
主有一个意念啊，就是当我们弟兄交通到尼希米记的时候
，As our brother shared about the book of Nehemiah，
提到尼希米是一个祷告的人。
He mentioned that Nehemiah is the person of prayer.
也因着他是一个祷告的人，所以他能够摸着主的心意。
And because he's the person of prayer, he's able to touch the will of God.
所以主在我里面就让我感到，其实我们在我们现在的生活当中呢，我们的祷告真的需要有一些学习跟操练。
And Lord, make me feel that in our daily life nowadays, we truly have to have some exercise and learning for our prayer life.
但是这个祷告啊，绝对不是说所谓学习或操练是学习在祷告上面怎么样讲一些漂亮的话。
But this kind of exercise and learning is not to learn to say some beautiful words in our prayers.
甚至一些所谓场面的话
，or some outward words。
我们在学习跟操练的当中，是要怎么样借着祷告，让我们能够真正进入神的心意里面
？We have to exercise and learn how through prayers we can enter into the mind of God。
这就是为什么尼希米。他在神面前祷告的时候，神让他清楚看见他接下来的行动是什么。
That is why as Nehemiah prayed before God, God clearly let him see what his next action shall be.
他不是讲了一些很富丽堂皇的话之后就没有了。
Not just that he say some very beautiful words and that was it.
他祷告了之后，他就清楚。神要叫他做什么
？After he prayed, then he clearly knew what God wanted him to do.
所以祷告真的很重要。
Therefore, prayer is very important.
重要的就是我们对我们所祷告的对象，我们的认识有多少
？The important thing is how much we know about the subject of our prayer.
如果尼希米对他所祷告的对象他也不认识
，If Nehemiah doesn't know.Who the subject of his prayer is?
那他的祷告可能只是无病呻吟而已。
Then his prayer probably might just be groaning without being sick.
我们不知道我们自己平常我们自己在神面前的祷告，我们对我们的祷告的感觉是怎么样
？I don't know how do we feel about our prayer before God.
是不是好像祷告出去了就消失了一样
？Is it just That after we pray and everything disappeared.
我们是不是对我们在祷告的对象，我们不知道，我们跟他讲完，我们也不知道我们在说什么。
Is it that after we speak to the object of our prayer, we don't even know what we are talking about?
所以这也难怪我们祷告就越来越少。
Therefore, no wonder our prayers become less and less.
因为我们觉得祷告好像也没有什么用。
Because we feel that prayer, there's no use.
因为我们观念里面，我们觉得祷告如果有用，所以我们才祷告。
Because in our mind, we feel that if to pray is useful, then we pray.
所以这是我们真的是急需要在观念上面，我们要能够要能够注意的。
So we have to pay attention to the thoughts of our mind.
祷告的对象。
The object of our prayer.
就是我们的主
，is our Lord。
我们认识他有多少
？How much we know about him？
我们在祷告上面，我们就能够祷告出多少
？Then how much we are able to pray out？
我们知道带有信心的祷告是大有能力的。
We know that the prayer with faith is full of power。
不管在圣经里面所记载的人物
，whether those people being recorded in the scriptures，
或者是。就是在我们生活在我们当中的弟兄姐妹，我们也知道。
And we also know among the brothers and sisters among us.
有些人的祷告真的就是蛮有能力。
For some people's prayer is truly so powerful.
因为带有信心的祷告是蛮有能力的。
Because the prayer with faith is powerful.
那那个信心从哪里来呢？
Then where does the faith come from?
信心就是从认识我们的主来的。
Faith comes from knowing our Lord.
我们认识的越深刻，
The more we know,
我们在祷告上面我们就越有信心。
Then we have more faith in our prayers.
诗歌里面有讲说，唯有我知我信的是谁。
Hymn says that I know who I believe in.
不是说我知道我祷告的对象的名字而已。
Not just I know the name of object that I pray to.
但是他说我知道我信的是谁。
But it says that I know whom do I believe.
这句话很有把握的。
This is full of assurance.
很有力量的。
Full of power.
因为他知道他所信的那一位包含一切。
For he knows that the one he believes in includes everything.
这对我们在祷告的时候是有极大的影响。
This has a great impact on our prayer.
所以我今天就稍微交通一点，我们怎么样在主的认识上面能够我们能够再更进一步。
So today I would like to share how we step forward for our knowing the Lord.
我们知道认识我们的主实在是需要花一生的功夫。
We know that it takes the whole our lifetime to know our Lord.
还不能完。
And still not finished.
但是我们如果我们愿意进入他的认识当中。
But we know that if we can enter into knowing him.
对于我们走在这条路上是有极大的帮助。
Then it's a great help to us as we walk on this way.
所以我今天就是就着神在丰盛的怜悯这一方面我们有点交通。
So today I would like to share about God is full of mercy.
我们可以交通神很多方面。
We can share a lot of aspects of God.
如果神允许我们以后可以慢慢交通越来越多。
If Lord's willing, then we can share a lot more in the future.
因为神在我里面感动，就是当我们来到我们的主面前祷告的时候。
For Lord touch me that as we come before Him to pray.
其实第一个，我们实在是有这样的一个感觉，主真的是怜悯我们。
The first thing is that we truly feel Lord is so merciful to us.
我们如果没有不知道我们是一个怎么样的人，我们怎么能够还有机会来到这位创造宇宙万物的主宰面前祷告？
If we don't know what kind of person we are, how are we able to come to this creator of heaven and earth and universe to pray before him?
我们也不会宝贵我们在他面前祷告的这段时间。
And we also will not treasure the time we come to him to pray.
所以但愿神也怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们对他的认识能够更进一步。
So we can have more knowing about of him.
但是对着在神的怜悯这里，我想交通在圣经里面有一个人，他对神的怜悯是有极大的认识。
In the aspect of God is merciful, I would like to share the person in Bible. He truly understands a lot about God's mercy.
那就是大卫。
That is David.
在上个主日呢，我知道我们弟兄曾经在我们当中交通了，虽然他是交通尼希米记，但是他也提到了一点点大卫。
Last weekend, although our brother shared the book of Nehemiah, but he also mentioned a little bit about David.
所以也许这跟他也有点关系。
So maybe it was also related to him.
我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read a place of scripture.
撒母耳记下。
Second book of Samuel.
第二十四章。
Chapter 24.
第十四节
Verse 14
我来念给大家听。
I will read for you.
二十四章十四节，大卫对加德说：“我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。”
Chapter 24, verse 14. And David said unto Gad, I am in great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man.
我想弟兄姐妹都知道，他这里有个背景。
I think brothers and sisters know about this background.
大卫在这里，他犯了一个罪。
David sinned here.
犯了一个数点百姓的罪。
His sin was numbered people.
在第就是二十四章一开始有提到。
It mentioned in the beginning part of chapter 24.
他突然有个意念。
All of a sudden he had a thought.
他要去数数他的百姓。
He wanted to number his people.
但是这个行动呢，却让耶和华非常的愤怒。
But this action made Jehovah very angry.
我们不去分析他这里面的详细的地方。
We will not analyze about the details here.
但是我们知道，神在这个事情上面，对大卫相当的不满意。
But we know God was very displeased with David.
因为大卫在这个事情上面得罪了神。
Because David sinned against God on this issue.
所以他神就感动先知加德。
So God touched the prophet Gad.
去跟大卫说。
To speak to David.
他说：“因为你犯了这个罪，所以耶和华呢要降灾在你们当中。”
He said that because you sinned, so Jehovah will give plagues among you.
那他有三个灾让他去选。
There were three plagues and David was able to choose.
他说第一个呢是在他的国中呢有七年的饥荒。
First was there will be 7 years of famine among him.
第二个呢，或者是在国中呢有三日的瘟疫。
And secondly, there will be 3 days of pestilence in his land.
还有呢，一个呢就是让仇敌呢追赶他们三个月。
And the other thing was to let the enemies pursue after them for 3 months.
他说让大卫来选。
He said let David pick.
那刚才我们念的那一段呢，就是当加德把这三个灾让大卫来选的时候，大卫他的反应。
And the verse we read was the response of David as God told David about those three plagues to let him choose.
大卫说：“我甚为难。”
David said, "I was in great distress."
因为这三样，我不知道如果给弟兄姐妹选，弟兄姐妹会选哪一个？
For those three things, I don't know what would you choose, brothers and sisters.
但是他说，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。
But he said, let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man.
大卫是一个认识神的人。
David is someone who knows God.
他也不是随便说，哎呀，神是怜悯的。
He did not just say it that God was merciful.
他真知道神有丰盛的怜悯。
He truly know that Lord's mercies are great.
所以对他来讲，他不选。
So to him, he did not choose.
但是他把自己完完全全的交在主的手中。
But he truly offered himself completely unto Lord.
他知道。我们的神是公义的神。
He knows that our God is the righteous God.
他不需要替神的审判来做什么选择。
He doesn't need to choose for the judgment of God.
他也知道，他也承认他在这上面犯罪。
He knew and he confessed that he sinned.
所以他没有跟神在 argue， 就是没有跟神在 在讨价还价。
He doesn't argue with God anymore.
他在神面前，他就完完全全的服服。
He truly prostrate before God.
他说：“我愿意落在耶和华的手中。”
He said, "Let me fall into the hands of the Lord."
有时候。当我们在这个地上的时候，我们碰到一些难处，不管是不是因为我们做错什么，反正当我们碰到难处，我们一个环境临到我们的时候，
Sometimes when we face difficulties in as we are on this world, whether it's not we did something wrong, but when we face those difficulties,
我们第一个反应啊，我不知道大家是什么反应。
I don't know what is everyone's first reaction.
我通常第一个反应是 Why me?
Usually my first reaction is Why me?
为什么是我
Why me?
不然就是刚才我们曾经唱一首诗歌 How can it be?
Or the hymn we just sang How can it be?
怎能如此
How can it be?
好像这些都不应该临到我们身上一样
As those things should not happen to us.
没错，我们的天然人就是这样子。
It's true that our natural men are like this.
怎么是我
？Why me?
但刚才我们那个诗歌呢，那个作诗的人呢，他也是写 How can it be? 怎么能够如此
？But for the hymn, the person who wrote the hymn, he also wrote How could it be?
但是他不是写他自己
But he did not write about himself.
他是在问怎么能够如此神竟然为他死
He was asking how can it be that God died for him.
我们今天有没有常常在神面前问说主啊怎么可以把这么好的事情做在我身上
Have we often asked the Lord that, Lord, how can it be that you've done such good thing on me?
我想大部分时间我们都是在问，主啊，怎么把这样的一个事情临到我？
But I think often we ask the Lord, Lord, why let those kind of things happen on me?
我们失业了。
We lost our jobs.
我们生了大病了。
We have a great sickness.
我们可能会这样问。
We probably ask this way.
怎么是这个事情会临到我
Why do those things happen to me?
我不知道大家如果说当你中奖的时候你会不会说啊，怎么是我
I don't know if you ask if you win the lottery will you ask why me?
我知道大家 不会去买乐透
I know that you won't buy lottery.
但是如果你举个例子你真的突然你中奖了我想很少人会说哎，怎么是我
but,
绝对不可能是我
But for example If you truly win lottery Will you ask why me? It's impossible, it's me
老板给你加薪了而且给你加了很多
When boss raised your salary a lot
你会很感谢他
You truly thank him
但是你绝对不会说你绝对不能给我加
But you truly won't tell him that Don't give the raise
因为我们认为哎呀，太好了这是我的
Because we feel that it's great, it's mine.
但是当我们失业的时候我们就开始抱怨神了
But as we lose our jobs, then we complain against God.
怎么是我
Why me?
即便是我们今天犯了错
Even if we sinned,
我们也会问
We still ask,
怎么会是我
Why me?
但是大卫在这里
But David here,
他完完全全俯伏在神的面前
He completely prostrate before God.
他说主啊我就交在你的手中
He said Lord I offer myself unto your hands
他没有在这边分析这三个灾哪个对他比较好哪个对他能够免去稍微那个痛苦少一点
He didn't analyze here all the three plagues, which one would cause him the least suffering or least pain.
他完全让主来做。
He truly let Lord to do it.
这为什么在圣经里面神最后给大卫一个评论？
That is why in the Bible that God at the end say something about David.
他说大卫是合神心意的人。
He say that David is the man of God.
我知道在工作的 有在工作的弟兄姐妹里面，我们知道公司每一年呢都会给我们一个 review。
I know for those brothers and sisters who are working, company gives us the review at every year.
也根据这个呢，来给你加薪或者是 promote 你，就是或给你升迁。
And according to this review, they give you raise or promotion.
我们都希望能够得到很好的一个评论。
We truly hope to have a good review.
这个人工作认真，又聪明，办事又有效率，等等等等。
This person is such a great worker, very efficient in working, etc.
我们在神面前，其实神在每一个他所拯救的儿女里面，也有这样的一段话。
For each of the children that God has saved, He also has this comment.
大卫犯了这样的一个罪。
David had this kind of sin.
但是最后神给他一个评论，竟然没有去说他曾经做了什么，曾经犯了什么。
But the comment that God gave him at the end did not mention what he did.
神只说了一句，他是合神心意的人。
God only said he is someone who is according to God's heart.
神对他100%的满意。
God is 100% satisfied with him.
因为他是认识神的人。
Because he's someone who knows God.
他马上在神面前认罪。
Immediately he confessed his sin before God.
他说，主啊，我愿意交在你的手中。
He said, Lord, let me fall into your hand.
他好像只有一个要求。
He only had one request.
不要把我交在人的手中。
Do not let me fall into the hand of man.
他是认识神的人。
He is someone who knows God.
因为他知道，在人的手中，也许没有像在神那样来的可怕。
For he knows that maybe it would not be so terrible as to be in God's hand if he fall into man's hand.
但他更知道。
But he truly knows.
神是有丰盛的怜悯。
God is so merciful.
我们在圣经里面呢，其实这个怜悯啊，在旧约里面就出现了250次以上。
The word mercy in Old Testament appear more than 250 times.
在新约里面呢，怜悯跟恩典稍微把它区分一点呢。
In New Testament, there is more distinguish between mercy and grace.
但在旧约里面呢，怜悯跟恩典其实那个字根是一起的。
In the Old Testament, grace and mercy, they have the same root.
它最主要的意思里面有几个，一个是忠诚 ,loyalty.
There are several major meanings of the word. One of them is loyalty.
还有一个是 kindness, 恩慈。
The other one is kindness.
还有或者是 goodness.良善
or goodness.
在诗篇啊89篇第28节里面呢，其实是对怜悯这个词呢说的是最完全的。
In Psalm 89, verse 28, it actually describes the word mercy most fully.
他说：“我要为他存留我的慈爱，所以直到永远。”我与他立的约必要坚定。
My mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast with him.
所以怜悯呢，从神来说呢，就是他对人啊， 那个守约守约的爱。
So from God's point of view, being mercy is that the love of His covenant.
那是不变的。
That's never change.
那是带有爱的。
That's with love.
所以大卫呢，知道神那个不变的爱，他那个是好像跟人签下那个签约的那个爱呢，不变的爱呢，在他的百姓身上。
So David knows that this unchanging love of God, as if God had signed a covenant with his people, is among his people.
今天在我们当中，如果是有做父母的，就知道。
For those among us who are parents, then you would know.
大概可以稍微体会到一些。
Probably you would taste a little bit.
虽然父母的爱呢，跟神的爱还是相差太多。
Although the love of parents comparing with the love of God, it feels so far away.
因为有时候我们的爱里面呢，多少还是有一些自私。
Because our love still has some selfishness.
但是我们可以稍微体会到一点。
But we can taste a little bit.
所以神对他的百姓的爱呢，是大过一切。
So God's love toward His people is greater than everything.
当我们犯错了。
When we did something wrong,
神会管教。
God will discipline.
神会在我们当中做一些调整的工作。
God will do the work of adjustment.
对我们来讲可能不好受。
Maybe we don't feel good for us.
但是那是带着爱。
But that is with love.
所以怜悯呢，一定是带着爱。
So mercy is with love.
我们有时候会对人有一些同情，会有一些可怜。
Sometimes we feel pity or empathy toward the people.
但是呢，那里面可能不太有什么爱。
But maybe there's not much love.
我们可能可以稍微给人家一点。
Maybe we can give a little bit to others.
因为觉得他蛮可怜的。
We feel pity toward the person.
但是叫我们要爱他，我们可能就很难了。
But it would be hard for us to love them.
但神对我们的怜悯，他是带着完全的爱。
But the mercy God has to us is with complete love.
所以这为什么大卫他可以说我完全交在耶和华的手中。
That is why David is able to say that I completely offer myself unto the hand of God.
他知道神他所要面临的那个灾呢是相当的大。
He knows the plague that he will face is so great.
我们在刚才那念的那个经文呢，再接下去呢，我们就知道。
If we follow up onto the verse that we just read.
后来神在以色列百姓中开始有瘟疫。
Later on, God gave,
他降了瘟疫。
Gave pestilence among the Israel people.
所以从但到别示巴呢，死了七万人。
So from Dan to Beersheba,
70,000
men died.
但是大卫知道神的爱还是超过这些。
But David knows that God's love exceedingly surpass all those.
因为这边接下来有一个故事出来。
Because later a story came from this.
这个故事呢，也连到神永远的心意里面。
This story also is connected to the eternal will of God.
圣经记载着，当那个瘟疫死了七万人之后呢，天使向耶路撒冷要伸手灭那个城的时候。
It says that as the pestilence killed 70,000 men, as angels was going to stretch out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it.
圣经这边写了，他说耶和华后悔。
The Bible says here, the Lord repented.
所以他就让那个灭命的天使说住手了。
So he told the angel to stop.
然后呢，那是耶和华的使者在耶布斯人亚劳拿的禾场里。
And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arnon the Jebusite.
在十七节，大卫看见灭命的天使，就祷告耶和华说：“我犯了罪，行了恶，
但这群羊做了什么呢？愿你的手攻击我和我的父家。
And in verse 17, David spoke unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, Lord, I have sinned and I have done wickedly. But those sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray you, by against me and against my father's house.
大卫在这边继续向神认罪悔改。
Here David continued to repent and confess his sin before the Lord.
他求神的怜悯。
He was seeking after God's mercy.
所以就在这个禾场上面发生了很重要的事情。
Therefore, some important thing happened on this threshing place.
我们都知道，如果大家读过这个故事的都知道，神就叫大卫呢去把这个禾场给买了，对不对？
And for those who have read the story would know that God asked David to buy the threshing floor.
然后在上面要筑一个坛献祭。
And build an altar to sacrifice offerings.
那一切以色列当中就平安了。
And there was peace among Israel.
那我为什么说这是一个很美的故事呢？
Why did I say it's a beautiful story?
我不知道大家有没有注意到，撒母耳记下这24章这里记载的，在历代志上呢也记载的一模一样的事。
I don't know if you have paid attention to what the 2 Samuel chapter 24 has recorded here.
我们念一下 20,
it's also recorded in the first book of Chronicle.
历代志上21章
Chapter 21 of 1 Chronicles.
21章第13节
Chapter 21 verse 13。
于是加德来见大卫，对他说：“这我从十一节开始念。耶和华如此说：你可以随意选择，或三年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，被敌人的刀追杀三个月；或在你国中有耶和华的刀，就是三日的瘟疫。耶和华的使者在以色列的四境施行毁灭。现在你要想一想，我好回复那差我来的。”大卫对加德说：“我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。”
So God came to David and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, Choose thee either 3 years of famine, or 3 years to be destroyed before the enemy, while that the sword of thy enemies take over you, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise yourself that the word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto God, I am in great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man.
一模一样。
Exactly the same.
接下来后面也是一样。
And the following is the same.
但只有一个东西不一样。
But only one thing was different.
大家有没有人知道哪个地方不一样？
Does anyone know which place is different?
禾场的主人换了。
The owner of the threshing floor has changed.
在历代志这里写的禾场的主人是谁？
Who is the owner that recorded in the first book of Chronicles?
阿尔南。
Arnon.
刚才我们念的呢，那个禾场的主人是谁？
Who was the owner that we just read in before?
是亚劳拿。
Was Arona.
那是不是圣经记错了？
Is it the Bible record something wrong?
因为这个禾场呢，其实整块来讲是这两个兄弟所拥有的。
For the whole threshing floor.Was owned by those two brothers.
阿尔南呢是哥哥。
Arnon is the elder brother.
那亚劳拿呢是弟弟。
Arona is the younger brother.
我们看还有个不一样的，就是当神叫大卫去买的时候呢，阿尔南的那个禾场买的钱比较多。
And another difference is that when God asked David to buy,the threshing floor of Arna is being bought with more expensive price.
那弟弟呢？那个比较钱花的比较少。
Less money was spent on the younger brother's threshing floor.
所以呢，神是要大卫把这整块地都买下来。
Therefore, God wants David to buy the whole land.
圣经很奇妙。
The Bible is very amazing.
当他在记载的时候呢
？When it's recording.
他把这两个兄弟摆在里面。
It put those two brothers inside.
他没有直接在一个地方讲说他向两个兄弟买。
It doesn't record that he bought from two brothers.
因为这两个兄弟呢，当他们成年以后分家了，所以个人各有一块地。
For those two brothers, after they grown up, so they had each one of them had their own land.
在犹太拉比里面，这两个兄弟有一段感人的故事。
In the Jewish rabbi, those two brothers had a very touching story.
哥哥的地比较大，因为他家的人口比较多。
The elder brother had a bigger land for his family is greater.
所以呢，这个弟弟啊，觉得说哥哥家中的人口多，开销大，经济负担可能比较大。
The younger brother felt that because the elder brother's family is greater, therefore the elder brother should have more financial burden.
所以他说我应该帮助哥哥。
So the brother said I should help older brother.
所以当那个收割完以后呢，他就趁着晚上天黑的时候呢，把他自己这个禾场里面的这个禾捆呢，偷偷的搬一些到他哥哥那边去。
So after harvest,So the younger brother at night, without seen by any person, he brought the wheat little bit to his brother's place.
这个哥哥呢，心里也常常在纪念的弟弟。
This older brother also often remembers the younger brother.
他说弟弟哦，这个地很小。
He felt that the land of the younger brother is smaller.
我们从大卫买的那个钱数，我们就知道这个比例上面差的蛮多的。
As we look at how much money David spent to buy each land, we can see the proportion was great.
阿南禾场呢，他的那个大卫向他花了600 shekels.
For the threshing floor of Arnon, David spent 600 shekels.
那个亚劳拿呢，大卫是花了50 shekels买的。
For the threshing floor of Arona, David spent 50 shekels.
所以差了十倍以上。
So it was more than ten times.
所以这个哥哥呢，想说弟弟哦，也有需要，所以他就在那个收割之后呢，他也是偷偷的把一些禾捆呢，就搬到弟弟的禾捆场上去。
So the older brother also remembered the need of the younger brother. So after harvest, without anyone seeing it, he also took some wheat to the younger brother's threshing floor.
所以当他们早上起来的时候呢，发现他们禾场的东西怎么没有少
？So as they wake up in the morning, they realize what on their threshing floor was not missing.
弟弟觉得奇怪，我晚上搬了这些过去，怎么早上就全部一点都没有少
？So the younger brother was wondering that I did take some to my brother's place, but why was nothing missing?
哥哥也是一样。
So was the brother, the older brother.
所以他们第二天又再做了一次。
And the second night they did the same thing.
到第二天呢，哎，还是一样，都没有少。
And the next morning they still realized nothing was missing.
所以到第三次呢，他们就在那边等。
So the third time they were waiting.
所以等他们呢一起抱着禾捆的时候，两个相遇。
So when they both were carrying the wheat, they met each other.
他们才知道，原来他们彼此相爱。
Then they realized they love each other.
现在我们知道为什么神要大卫把这个禾场买下来吗
？So now do we know that why does God let David to buy this threshing floor?
大卫犯了罪
，David sinned，
神降灾
，God gave plagues，
神唯有在爱中能够赦免一切的罪
，God in His love He's able to forgive all the sins。
我们知道爱可以遮掩许多的罪
，We know that love will be able to cover all the transgressions and sins.
因着这对弟兄彼此相爱。
Because of those brothers, they love each other.
神在这里赦免了大卫的罪。
God here forgave the sin of David.
并且这块禾场就是建圣殿的地。
And the threshing floor is the place of building the temple.
神悦纳了大卫在这个上面献的祭。
God accepts the offering of David.
所以为什么大卫会说耶和华是有丰盛怜悯的神？
That was why David said Jehovah is the God with abundance of mercy.
我们如果知道神的怜悯在我们身上有多么的大，
If we know how great is God's mercy upon us,
我们今天就不会是一个没有感觉的人。
We will not be someone without any feeling today.
每一次我们来到神的面前，
Every time as we come before God,
我们知道我们是被怜悯的。
We know we are being mercied upon.
我们知道原本这些都不该属于我们的。
We know everything shouldn't belong to us.
我们根本连那个讨价还价的那样一点的理由其实都没有。
We don't even have reason to bargain at all.
神是怜悯我们的。
God truly has mercy on us.
我们如果知道神的爱这么大，
If we truly know how great is God's love,
我们来到他面前，我们不是一个没有感觉的人。
We come before him with, it's not that we are without feeling.
大卫在神面前俯伏。
David prostrate before God.
我们在神面前也要俯伏。
We also have to prostrate before God.
不管我们今天做了多大的事情，
Regardless of what a great thing we've done,
我们做了多好的事情，
How good work we've done.
其实我们也都跟大卫一样。
But we are the same as David.
不管我们今天做了多坏的事情，
Regardless of how evil things we've done,
不管我们今天是多么失败，
Regardless of how much failure we are in,
我们还是跟大卫一样。
We're still the same as David.
神在大卫身上所做的，
What God has done on David,
也一样在我们身上也会做。
It's also doing among us.
只要我们有跟像大卫那样的心，
If we have the same heart as David,
神他丰盛的怜悯，
The abundance of God's mercy,
可以遮盖我们所有的罪，
is able to cover all of our sins.
因为神的爱，他把无限的爱赐给我们。
For the love of God has given us the unlimited love.
这也为什么保罗他在以弗所书会写说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
That is why Paul wrote in Ephesians, God full of mercy for the great love that he has loved us.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ.
这是保罗亲身的经历。
That was the personal experience of Paul.
这也是大卫的经历。
So was the experience of David.
因为他说神有丰盛，极其丰盛的怜悯。
Because he said that God has the richest of mercy.
所以他爱我们的大爱呢，让我们这个本来就死在那个我们的罪里面的人，
So the great love that he has loved us, for us who were dead in sins and transgressions,
叫我们与基督一同活过来，
that we can be quickened together with Christ.
刚才我们讲那个故事，
the story we just mentioned,
大卫他这样的一个过程里面，
for the process that David went through,
那个灭命的天使代表这个死，
the angel was going to destroy, represent death.
但是呢，神却叫我们能够与基督一同活过来。
But God has enabled us to be quickened together with Christ.
保罗他本来是要去是追拿这些信耶稣的人。
Paul was pursuing after those Christians.
他本来是完全是逼迫基督的人。
He was prosecuting Christ.
所以他知道他自己以前的光景。
So he knew the condition he was in before.
他知道他在被主得着以前他是什么样的人。
He knew what kind of person he was before Lord gained him.
他回头看他知道他那个时候是他是死在过犯之中。
As he looked back, he knew he was dead in sins.
虽然他蛮有抱负。
Although he was full of the ambition.
但是他经历神丰盛的怜悯。
But he experienced the abundance of mercy of God.
以神的能力要对付逼迫他的人应该是很容易的。
How easy it will be for God's power to be against those who prosecute against him.
我们都知道保罗他那一天是在往大马色路上的时候被大光所扑倒。
We know that Paul was being shined of the big light on his way to Damascus and he bowed down.
神如果要因着他逼迫来惩罚他的话其实那天的光也许再大一点点。
If God will punish Paul who prosecuted Christ, then if the light was greater that day,
保罗可能就死了。
Paul probably died.
对不对？
Wouldn't that be so?
或神可以用很多很容易的方法。
Or God could use many very easy methods.
把保罗给除掉就好了。
To remove Paul.
这样就没有一个这么热心来逼迫基督徒的人。
Then no longer there will be someone such zealous to prosecute Christians.
所以对保罗来说呢，他知道他这个命是捡回来的。
So for Paul, he knew that his life was being saved.
当他遇见主的时候，他知道如果主要按着他所做的来对付他的话，今天已经没有保罗，只有死掉的扫罗。
Paul knew that if Lord was going to deal with him according to what he did. Then today there's no longer Paul, only Saul who died.
所以对他来讲，他这个命真的是捡回来的。
So for him, he truly know his life was being saved.
所以他会说，神在他身上那个怜悯是多么的丰，多么的大。
So he say that for the riches of mercy of God upon him.
就让他这个原本死在过犯的人呢，能够有机会在耶稣与基督一同能够活过来。
So for him who were dead in sins have the opportunity to be quickened together with Christ.
所以他这个命是被用最白的话来讲是被捡回来的。
So his life was being saved back.
所以他对他自己他没有再没有任何一点主权。
So he no longer have any control over himself.
他在基督的面前没有他的权利。
Before Christ, he no longer has his own rights.
因为他知道如果不是主拯救他他早就没了。
For he knew that if Lord did not save him, he was perished.
所以当他在写这些书信的时候其实我们都知道特别是当保罗最后晚年的时候后面那段时间他几乎都是被捆锁的。
For Paul wrote all those letters, we know that at the end of his days, especially at the very last several years, he was in bond.
但他不会因从来没有后悔过。
But he never regret.
他从来没有后悔过他遇见了神，被神拯救。
He never regret that he met God and being saved by God.
他没有在神面前抱怨说：“哎呀，主啊，你为什么救我？你不救我，现在就不会关在监狱了。”
He did not complain before God. God, why did you save me? If you didn't save me, then now I wouldn't be bound in prison.
他也没有说：“如果主你没有救我，我其实我的前途是会比现在更光明。”
He also didn't say that, Lord, if you did not save me, actually my future right now will be much better than now.
我们知道保罗他 他是完全是预备将来要做在犹太教里面做领袖的人。
We know that Paul was being prepared to be the leader in Judaism.
他在讲他自己怎么样受训练，怎么样在这个整个犹太教里面，他怎样被这样子，然后加上他自己对神的那个热心。
We know that Paul mentioned how he was being trained among the Judaism and how he was zealous before God.
他将来是做领袖的。
He was prepared to be the leader.
但是他没有后悔。
But he did not regret.
我们知道，当他在亚基帕王面前辩明分数的时候，
We know that he was pleading before King Agrippa.
他说了一句话。
He said one word.
他说：“故此，我没有违背从天上来的意象。”
He said that therefore I did not obey the heavenly I did not disobey unto the heavenly vision.
我们现在不需要去看保罗。他 因着愿意跟随主，他做了多少的事情。
Now we don't need to look at how much thing he did for him following the Lord.
我们从这句话，我们就看到一个，他没有后悔。
Through this, what he said, we know that he did not regret.
他没有后悔那一天在大马色的路上被神所得着。
He did not regret that he was being gained by God on the way to Damascus.
他知道神在他身上是极大的怜悯。
He know that God has the riches of His mercy upon him.
所以弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当我们今天在这个地上，
As today we're on the earth,
我们被神拯救出来，
We are being saved out by God.
我们有没有这样的经历？
Have we had this kind of experience?
我们是死在过那个罪恶过犯当中的人。
We were those who were dead in sins and transgressions.
但是神却叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But God led us to be quickened together with Christ.
这都是神的怜悯。
That is all God's mercy.
我们今天在生活里面碰到的难处。
All the difficulties we face in our life.
我们碰到极大的打击。
We had a great impact on us.
我们能不能够也有像大卫那样一个心？
Are we able to have the heart of David?
主啊，我都在你的手中。
Lord, I'm all in your hands.
因为你有丰盛的怜悯。
For you have great of mercy.
神的怜悯绝对超过我们所面临的一切。
God's mercy truly surpassing all the things we face.
我相信每个弟兄姐妹多少都有经历过这些。
I believe each brothers and sisters, whether more or less, you have experienced all those.
但盼望我们经过了这些时候，我们不要忘了。
But pray that after we go through all those, let us not forget.
当我们曾经经历水火的时候，主把我们再次带回来的时候，我们不要忘了。
As we going through water and fire, when the Lord once again brought us back, let us not forget.
我们在难处的时候，我们向神求，主啊，救我，带我能够赶快脱离这个苦难。
In our difficulties, we pray to God, please bring me out of this suffering.
但愿我们知道他的怜悯大过我们的苦难。
Pray that we know His mercies is greater than our sufferings.
当我们在他面前求，主啊，给我们工作，给我们有丰富的生活，当主成就的时候，我们也不要忘记。
Let us not forget when we pray before Him to give us a job or have abundance in life. When He accomplish everything, let us not forget that.
我们在需要的时候，我们一直求。
We pray to Him when we need it.
但是神把这个需要给我们的时候
，When God provides us,
我们好像又把它忘了。
It seems that we forget about Him.
其实如果用人的角度来看，
Actually, if we look at from man's point of view,
我们的主是最委屈的。
Our Lord is someone who suffers the most.
我们不好的时候，我们向他抱怨。
If we are not doing well, we complain to him.
那我们好的时候呢，我们又把他忘了。
When we are doing well, we forget about him.
好像这些事情发生在主耶稣身上是理所当然的。
As if it is of a, it's so right to happen on something just happen on Lord Jesus.
但是在我们身上就不应该。
But it should not happen on us.
其实我们的主他背负我们多少。
Our Lord, how much He has bear us.
我们要常常的数算他的恩典。
We have to often number His grace.
即便我们在极大的难处当中。
Even if we are in great sufferings.
我们还是要数算他的恩典。
We still have to number His grace.
因为神的怜悯从来就没有离开过我们。
For God's mercy has never left us.
今天神的怜悯要是离开我们。
If God's mercy leave us today,
我们的光景不知道变成什么样子。
We don't know what kind of condition we are in.
我们更不要说我们 还能够好好的在这边聚会。
Not even mention that we're able to gather here.
不要把这些事情当作理所当然。
Do not take all those for granted.
没有一件事不在他的手中。
There is nothing not under his hand.
但愿我们能够像大卫一样，我们能够认识我们的神。
Pray that like David, we know our God.
我们愿意把我们自己完完全全的交在他的手中。
We are willing to completely offer ourselves unto his hand.
他既然毫不保留的把他自己的命倾倒在我们身上。
For without holding anything back, he poured out his life on us.
他难道 不关心我们所有大大小小一点点滴滴的事吗？
Doesn't he overwatch over, concern each little things about us?
他唯一的在我们身上的要求就是我们的心。
The only thing he requests from us is our heart.
我们的心能够归给他。
Our heart to be offered unto him.
不要在有一点点事情的时候我们就抱怨。
Not that when we face little things we complain.
不要有一点点不顺利的事我们就不聚会了。
Not that when we face something not smooth then we say we don't gather.We don't come to meetings.
难道我们不知道他的怜悯在我们身上有多少吗？
Don't we know how great is his mercy on us?
我们还给他脸色看吗？
And we still give face to him.
但愿他的爱能够感动我们。
Pray that his love can touch us.
让我们不再定睛注目在我们自己的身上。
So we no longer focus on ourselves.
也不定睛在这些环境我们的难处的上面。
Also not focus on our environment and our difficulties.
定睛在我们的主身上。
Focus, fix our eyes upon our Lord.
要知道他有丰盛的怜悯。
To know that his mercies are great.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们知道你爱我们。
Lord, we know you love us.
但是我们常常却让你灰心。
But we often make you feel disappointed.
哦，主啊，真的是让我们看见你在我们身上是有多么大的怜悯。
Lord, let us see that how great is your mercy upon us.
你不怜悯我们，我们连存活的指望都没有。
If you do not have mercy on us, we don't even have the hope of living.
哦，主啊，但愿我们有一个大卫的心肠。
Lord, pray that we have the heart like David.
主啊，我们是能够合你心意的人。
So we are someone pleasing to you.
我们愿意把我们一切都仰望交托在你的手中。
We are willing to commit everything onto your hand.
即便是你的管教。
Even your discipline.
我们也要交在你的手中。
We offer that onto your hand.
主啊，因为你有丰盛的怜悯。
For your mercies are great.
哦，主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，带领你的百姓。
Lead your people.
主啊，让我们能够真实的看见。主啊，你这么伟大的爱。
So we can truly see your great love.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，继续带领我们往前走。
Lord, continue to guide us moving forward.
主啊，不因我们稍微软弱了，我们停下来了，就不等我们。
Not let that you do not wait for us if we are weak and stop.
主啊。让你的爱能够借着弟兄姐妹能够彼此扶持，我们能够继续往前走。
Pray that your love through brothers and sisters we can help each other to walk forward.
主啊，因为我们是你的工作。
For we are your workmanship.
我们也是每一个人都是被你自己所拯救出来的。
Each one of us has been saved by yourself.
主啊，我们相信你会做成你的工。
We believe that you will accomplish your work.
主啊，让我们在这里能够等候。能够警醒的等候你的再来。
So here we are being watchful and waiting for your comeback.
主啊，保守你的教会。
Lord, keep your church.
主啊，带领你的教会，主啊，能够行在你的旨意当中。
Lead your church to walk according to your will.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray and thanks in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.